Pathway to Promise podcast episode number 1, Finding the Promised Life, or How to Kill Dadzilla. I was in a funk. You might say I was down, but I would have to look up to be down. And not only that, but it's not confirmed. I'm a bad dancer.
Hi, I'm Jeff Brown from the Read to Lead podcast, and every great leader not only reads, but is committed to overcoming any barriers to their vision. Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller will help you do just that. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Mr. Miller, she said, with the stern voice which meant business, and don't mess with me. Mr. Miller, if you don't get your act together, you will not be ready to dance at this wedding. Her words stunned me, cut to my heart. They were spoken by a woman a few years my senior, and they had the firm tone of a master teacher who knew her craft well and knew her student, namely me, wasn't focused. She was my dance instructor. And she was trying to teach me to do something way out of my comfort zone. Learn an elaborate father-daughter dance for my daughter's upcoming wedding. And she was right. I wasn't focused. I was not ready. What I was busted. And I felt like slinking out the door, tail between my legs. You see, my daughter was getting married in 6 months, and I was in trouble, and I knew it. I was a mess. I was in a funk. You might say I was down, but I would have to look up to be down. And not only that, but it's not confirmed. I'm a bad dancer. I only really knew one thing for sure, and it gnawed at my gut. I'll come back to that in a bit. Hello, my friends. My name is Brad Miller, Dr. Brad Miller. And this is my story about how I faced one of the greatest challenges of my life. And perhaps my story is one that you, my friend, can relate to as you face adversity in your life. You see, my problem, my greatest fear, the thing that gnawed at my gut, was that my daughter's wedding would come and I would not be ready. And worse yet was the fear that I might seriously screw things up. I might mess things up royally and be more of a dadzilla of the bride than the father of the bride, and I did not want that. I only really knew one thing for sure. I had made a promise. I had promised my daughter that I would do absolutely everything in my power to make her wedding day the best day ever. And my friend, when I make a promise, I keep my promise. But, and this was a big but, I knew to have a chance to keep my promise, I had to do two things. Number one, I had to kill Dadzilla. Dadzilla had to go. I had to pulverize him to dust. There must be nothing left of that loser. Nothing left of any semblance of anyone who would do anything, even the slightest thing, to mess up or ruin my daughter's wedding. Dadzilla had to go. Number two, I had to get a new plan. I had to get a new pathway. I had to have another process in order to keep my promise and to reclaim that day and indeed reclaim my life for the better. My attitude wasn't the best because I'd let myself get stuck in a funk, fretting and thinking about all that I had to do on that day, on that Saturday summer day, which was 6 months away. You see, I was not only the father of the bride, responsible for walking my beautiful daughter down the aisle, and let me tell you, you wouldn't believe how much I stressed about tripping or stepping on her dress that day. But I had a lot more going on than that. Walking her down the aisle, that would be pressure enough in and of itself, but being a Christian pastor for over 30 years, my daughter had asked that I conduct the ceremony, and it was a privilege that I took to heart. The thought of asking her and her groom to recite their vows, well, it just made me emotional just thinking about it, and I just didn't want to lose it. I didn't want to lose it emotionally in that important moment of her life and mine. I wanted to keep it together. I think you know what I mean. Then there was this matter of writing and presenting a toast, a speech at the reception as the father of the bride. And I just really felt that the words and the sentiment, they just had to be just right. And I felt that pressure too. And did I mention that I was about 60 pounds overweight, and I really had a hard time seeing myself looking good in a tux, and to say nothing about dealing with the financial pressures that come with throwing a great big wedding. And that wasn't enough. My daughter was the product of my first marriage, and I was anticipating the awkwardness of dealing with former relatives and other people associated with that marriage. And looming over everything, like an albatross, was the dance. The father-daughter dance. Now, when it comes to dancing, I can get down from time to time and let loose on the dance floor, just have fun, you know. But I'm no dancer. This dance was a carefully choreographed 4-minute mashup of several music and dance styles ranging from disco to classical. I was way out of my element, and I truly feared taking a dive during the waltz and ending up on somebody's YouTube video. Put this all together, and I had as stressful a situation as I have faced in my life. I was in a funk, and I wanted nothing more than to pull the covers over my head and stay in bed. But I had made a promise. And I was absolutely, without a doubt, committed to move heaven and earth to keep my promise. My promise to make my daughter's wedding day the most joyous day of her life. But I needed a new strategy, a new plan, a new path to keep my promise to my daughter, to come through for her. And that's exactly what I set out to do. It mattered not how painful or how strenuous the process was going to be for me personally. I was going to do it. So, I got out of bed at 5 a.m. on a cold, snowy winter morning and embarked on what I call the Pathway to Promise. And the Pathway to Promise podcast is a product of that journey. The Pathway to Promise podcast is here to serve people who face significant adversity, debilitating stress, depressing dilemmas in their life, and want guidance and new strategies to help navigate the wilderness of difficult life circumstances and arrive at a personal promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. My name is Dr. Brad Miller, and the Pathway to Promise podcast exists for you. If you are a person who has ever faced adversity and really wants a new path to follow to get through it and find yourself in a better place. Together, we will follow a path that is available to you to overcome the impact of depression, of disease, of crushing debt, of divorce, even the death of a loved one that has on your life. The Pathway to Promise is all about transforming your life from being mired in misery to a place where you can experience the peace of mind that comes with healthy relationships, spiritual calm, prosperous debt-free living, and vital health. Why should you listen to me, you might ask? Well, you heard a little bit of my story, so you know. I've been where you're at. And I know personally that if I can change, I truly believe you can change. And it can happen a lot quicker than you may think. You simply don't have to stay stuck in your funk. I believe in life change. I bring 35 years of experience in pastoral Christian ministry, during which time I've been privileged to play a part in seeing the lives of many, many people transform from a life of ruin to their promised life, which I believe God has in mind for you. I believe in life transformation so much that I have read hundreds of books on the subject and earned a doctoral degree in transformational leadership. Something I have learned is that the human voice is a most effective way to affect life transformation. So, the modality of a podcast is the perfect way to share the Pathway to Promise message. It doesn't hurt that I've been in radio broadcasting since my teens and a podcaster since 2012. Well, that's enough about me. The Pathway to Promise podcast is all about you and guiding you through your wilderness of adversity, through things like depression, disease, divorce, debt, even death of a loved one, to find success. That is your promised life, the place of peace, prosperity, and purpose promised to you by God. By God. Yes, I use that word, by God, because I am a Christian pastor, and yes, I will bring a definite Christ-centered bias to the Pathway to Promise podcast. However, let me assure you that the Pathway to Promise podcast is not about preaching. It's all about discovering the power of promise in your life through conversation, teaching, and guidance. I'm all about extravagant grace, so please, if you come from another faith tradition or even no faith tradition, I just ask that you give me a shot. Listen to one episode and judge for yourself the merits of this program. I will be talking and teaching about the best practices and research on life transformation, as well as about the people and activities important in my life. I like to bike. I did a 100-mile ride last summer. I like to travel on mission trips. My son and I are going to El Salvador soon. I like to go to all parts of the world and travel. I recently became a grandfather. That is a hoot, let me tell you. I'm prone to bad dad jokes and stupid puns. What's E.T. short for? Because he's got little legs. That's a groaner, I know. I'm particularly passionate about the dilemmas facing sandwich generation people like me. That's people who face the challenges of caring for aging parents and nurturing young adult children and feel the pressure from both sides, you know, like a sandwich. Even more than that, I love to hear the stories of people who have overcome some great adversity in their life and now have found success, their promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. I want to know how they got through those tough times, to how they got to where they're at now. I want to hear about their story, their tips, their strategies, what they've learned, advice they have to give. I want to hear that. Don't you want to hear that too? On the Pathway to Promise podcast, you will hear from authors and business leaders and health coaches and spiritually deep people who have overcome financial ruin, devastating health, debilitating depression, even loss of faith, to find themselves at a good place, their promised life. You will find practical application to your life in their stories. I do believe God really does have a promised life in store for you, which will bring you peace of mind, prosperity in your health and wealth, and a purpose which gives life meaning, which supersedes any circumstance. The problem for many of us is how do we find and follow that pathway which leads us to our promised life and avoid the obstacles and the pitfalls that threaten to put us in the ditch along the way. It's a little bit like Dorothy finding the yellow brick road to take her to the land of Oz, the place where dreams come true. I've studied the search for meaningfulness and purpose and truly believe true life transformation can take place in a short span of time. I believe that seeking the wisdom of wise people who have experienced life transformation is a guide, an example for you to follow. You may be familiar with biblical figures like Moses, Noah, and Jesus, who went through 40-day, 40-night wilderness experiences before they got to their promised land, their destiny, their pathway to promise. Other great transformational leaders in history had their wilderness experiences that they got through, and you can learn from them, and you will, as you follow your personal pathway to promise. The on-ramp to finding that pathway to promise can be found in the Bible, a foundational verse of Scripture which lays out four transformational gifts God gives to you. Here's what the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7. Open quote, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." Close quote. The four gifts from God, which are listed here in this verse of Scripture, is an integral part of what we'll be teaching on the Pathway to Promise podcast. More about those four gifts in a moment. This podcast is all about the power of promise. So let me make some promises to you. I promise to pour myself into the content of this podcast and give you the best I can give in teaching, research, and inspiration on life transformation. I promise to bring great guests to your ears, people who are successful leaders and authors in business, financial freedom, overcoming depression and disappointment, people who have successfully dealt with the impact of disease, even death in their life. These are the people who can teach us how they overcome adversity to achieve success, their promise life. In particular, this podcast will have regular contributions from experts in financial planning and wealth building and vital health and fitness. I promise to not waste your time. I value the fact that you took time out of your life to listen. Whether you're driving your car to work, working out at the gym, or catching up on yard work, I know you don't just let anybody into those earbuds of yours. You're not going to hear a lot of fluff here. We will focus on the practical and the pertinent, the takeaway points that you can apply to your life. I promise to listen to you. Please think of the Pathway to Promise podcast as if you and I were sitting around the kitchen, maybe at the table, or maybe at a Starbucks, having a conversation over a cup of coffee. A conversation about the things that bring meaning to you and to me. There will be no judgment here. Just real talk about the things that matter most. Let's stay in touch. I will respond to you through our website as well as through social media. Right now, you can head over to pathwaypromise.com where I have a free gift for you that you will find helpful. It's a guide to help you start and end your day in a meaningful way. It's called How to Frame Your Day for Success, the 4-Minute Way. You will find this gift and lots of links to other helpful resources at pathwaypromise.com. I promise to share with you in depth the four great gifts from God that we mentioned earlier that are a foundation to understanding what the Pathway to Promise is all about. As a matter of fact, the next four episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast are dedicated to unpacking these four foundational principles. They're available right now. When you're done listening today, go on over to episode number 2, which is Taking Bold Action. Episode 3, which is all about drawing on a higher power. Episode 4, The Motivation of Loving Relationships. And episode 5, Guided by Self-Discipline. Go ahead and listen to these four episodes and you will be well grounded in understanding what it means to follow your personal pathway to promise. Now that I made these promises to you, let me ask that you keep one promise for me. Please listen to one complete episode of the Pathway to Promise podcast, just one. And if by listening to the Pathway to Promise podcast, if you find value in it, then would you be so kind as to subscribe to the podcast on the platform you are listening today? And please go on then and rate the Pathway to Promise podcast. A 5-star rating would be great. And while you're there, if you would write a line or two in the review field, I would appreciate that so much. And then if you could share to your network and friends and family about the Pathway to Promise podcast on your by social media or in person, that would just be the cherry on top. I think you know folks for whom this podcast would be helpful. Send them our way. We're going to be here every week. Hey, remember the story about my father-daughter dance? I bet you want to hear how that turned out, don't you? How that went down. Well, I just got a smile whenever I think about it, because it indeed turned out to be one of the greatest days of my life. Here's how it went. Indeed, I did roll out of bed at 5 a.m. on a cold, snowy January morning with a vision of a great wedding day for my daughter and the power of the absolute promise that I would do everything possible, everything in my power, to make that the best day of her life. So I had a clear, precise vision. And I started with that vision, and then I was powered by the promise that I was going to keep, no questions asked, no question about it. So I walked out the door and I drove to the gym where I met my accountability partner, and we did a workout together and had some conversation about the commitments I was making. My eyes were set. My chin was up. I was focused like a laser beam on what I had to do. And I took bold action. I started out on the path. Over the course of the next couple of months, I lost 45 pounds. I improved my financial situation significantly. I spent some great quality time with my daughter. There were a lot of dance lessons there, let me tell you. And other people in my life who I love. Even my wife and I ended up taking dance lessons together as well, and that was a cool thing as well. And I had what I can only call a deep spiritual awakening. I wrote an inspirational and poignant Father of the Bride toast speech, and I was able to bring my emotions into a calm, focused state in preparing to conduct the ceremony and the vows. When the big day came, I was ready. I looked dang good in that tux. I felt good. My energy was up, and I was relaxed. I walked my beautiful daughter down the aisle without tripping. I conducted the ceremony without stumbling over my words, and I kept my emotions in the proper place. I spoke well and articulate during the ceremony. I gave a warm and caring and appropriate Father of the Bride toast at the reception. And when the DJ started playing Celebrate by Kool and the Gang, that was my cue. I offered my hand to my daughter, and we took to the dance floor. Now, hey, I'm still no Fred Astaire or Bruno Mars, but I dance pretty dang good, if I do say so myself. But most of all, my daughter was delighted, and I had fun too. On that day, I was spiritually centered, emotionally connected, and relaxed in the moment and at peace. I had kept my promise to my daughter, and there was no sign of Dadzilla anywhere. It was indeed the best day ever. If you want proof, check out my smile and my profile picture at pathwaypromise.com. That's evidence. I had chosen to follow a pathway to my promised life, and you know what? I'm a better man because of it. That's my story. Now, how about you, my friend? How about you coming along with me, and we'll discover together your pathway to promise? Please take the next step with me by going over to episode 2 of the Pathway to Promise podcast as we unwrap God's gift to you of taking bold action. I'll see you along the way. Until then, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to claim the power of a promise kept.
thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.